Good morning and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time here at BIMCrunch.com, the fun and personal interview that is the perfect way to get to know members of the global BIM crew. Now, today's guest is an applications developer at Space Applied Technologies, the newest sister company of BIMCrunch under the Space Group umbrella. So here to discuss class detection management platform Warboard is Callum Lyle. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to have you on. And Warboard, firstly, it's a class detection management platform, which sounds pretty self-explanatory to me, but a lot of people might be unaware of what actually that entails. So for those people who were not at the launch of Warboard at Autodesk University 2015, and who may have missed BIMCrunch's article as well about the platform, what is Warboard and what does it do that nothing else around can achieve?
So at the heart of Warboard, it's actually a class detective platform which builds on top of Navisworks. But from that, we wanted to take it to a collaboration platform as well, so that people could communicate outside of meetings, one-on-one or group-to-group, whichever way they see fit, to talk about clashes, to talk about issues that might be in a project, or just to talk about the project in general and how the model's going. Or maybe it's an upcoming meeting or event that's related to the project.
Now, stick with clash detection. Warboard drastically reduces the time it takes, apparently, to issue clash reports. Now, as a journalist, I'm not an information manager, so I don't know if that is true. Apparently it is, though, so if you can tell me otherwise. Apparently, like, it's something that's basically a task that takes plenty of hours, you know, more or less a working day to issue these reports. It takes around about 5 minutes. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
So previously, for Warboard, what you'd have to do is you'd have to take out the raw data from Navisworks, which is an XML file. From that, you'd then have to present that neatly in a Word document so that it would be readable by others. What Warboard does is it takes that raw data from the XML file directly in Navisworks and formats it into a live web page, so that as soon as data comes in, the web page is changing all the time. And then that can be exported out to a PDF, so you can print it from there and then give out paper copies at a meeting if you wanted to do that. But the goal is, by the end of the beta, to have Warboard's data exchanged in real time, so as soon as something happens in Navisworks, it happens on the report.
Right, okay, so whilst Warboard is a new commercial product, actually it's been around for a number of years, hasn't it? I know you haven't been with the project for the whole length of time, but obviously you know what's been going on. So what is the story of Warboard so far?
So Warboard started out as a BIM Technologies in-house app. It was receiving small updates. We added clients as that started to grow. We added clients that could access the internal Warboard and get the reports from there. Since then, we've had clients come to us and ask if they could have a platform like that for themselves to use, in which case Warboard 2.0 came about, which was about 7 to 8 months ago. Since then, about 2 months ago, I took over the Warboard project and started developing from there. And then recently we've pushed towards the AU release, which you've wrote about. And then from there, we're busy planning the future of Warboard as we get feedback.
Right, we'll talk about the future a little bit later on, but sticking with the present, how long do you expect the current version of Warboard to be in the beta phase?
Well, the beta phase depends entirely on the feedback we get from users. If they want new features added in that could be added in before the initial release of Warboard, will by all means look at them, but what we want to make sure first is that everything's tested, everything runs smoothly, and we'll not release the full version of Warboard until we're happy with that, but we are hoping for January time.
Brilliant. Now, who will the users be for Warboard? Because I assume the information managers, BIM managers, is that right, or can other people, you know, use it as well?
Anybody can use it. We've planned Warboard to be simple and intuitive so that you can pick it up. You know where to go straight away, you know what a project is, you know how to look at clashes straight away. We've built that in from the ground up so that my grandma can start using it.
Right, okay.
But so long as you understand what you're looking for, so long as you understand what a clash is, you can start using Warboard straight away.
Now, if people listen and think that there's a potential for the product to maybe replace information managers either, as opposed to supplementing their work, what would you say to that?
Well, I would say Warboard is more of an enhancement tool. It's definitely not something that should be used to replace someone. At the end of the day, there still needs to be someone there that collects all the models together and presses the button for Warboard so that their Warboard is then able to extract the data from Navisworks. But Warboard bridges gaps in communications that maybe information managers can't bridge themselves by allowing team members to communicate with one another without having to use the information manager as an intermediary.
Right, okay.
As well as that, Warboard improves the visibility of information. So whilst currently an information manager might go with a small paper-based report, we're able to change that into a graph that updates in real time with where the project's currently at. You're then able to backtrace that progress through every report that's been issued.
Cool, and graphs like that are available on the Warboard website, so I'll make sure I stick the link at the bottom of this interview. So, moving on now, obviously you mentioned anyone could use it, even your grandma. So, for example, if she was wanting to link with, you know, likes of architects, engineers involved in a project, they can have their input as well. What do they add in the clash detection process then?
So what they add is they add their own knowledge. They can then help people who might be struggling with an issue say, look, we can work around, find some work around that may not be discussed in a meeting. Synergy messaging further enhances that by allowing people to communicate anywhere at any time using numerous pieces of software such as Navisworks, Revit, AutoCAD. This allows group messaging, single user messaging. So if anybody's stuck on an issue, they're able to communicate with the rest of the team and inform them of that. Maybe it's a delay. Maybe that issue isn't actually theirs. They can then communicate that to the rest of the team whilst informing the information manager at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So really, like, what's happening here is any major issues, it's highlighting them straight away in real time. And any minor issues, people can kind of liaise with each other and talk to each other within Warboard, and then they can sort them out before they actually get to a meeting where, you know, there's no point in picking them up because they've already been sorted out.
Yeah.
So where does Warboard fit into a project lifecycle? Because is it most... I imagine it'd be most useful at the beginning of a project, but does it have a function for later on as well in like building or infrastructure's development?
The way I see it is, since the information manager comes on board with the project, Warboard should come on board as well. This is because Warboard improves the visibility of information that the information manager is looking at. But as well as that, we're able to see a visual growth of the project over time with Warboard. We can see the attributes that have been reported back. We can see clashes over from the beginning of the project to the end of the project. And in a lot of cases, that's very useful information to have. We're able to have reports, track each report as well. So if an issue has been ongoing for a long time, we can ask why.